said, this was clearly, obviously aimed at diminishing the power of unions in West Virginia. The Republicans might not phrase it that way, but I think that's obviously what the Republicans were doing. And the unions, as you might expect, are pushing back. And now there's a court fight over it, and it's gone all the way to the West Virginia Supreme Court. Brad McElhinney, Metro News statewide correspondent, following the story. Brad, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
Good. So get
Happy
us caught up.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Get us caught up.
Yeah, well, I mean, the overview is this is another blow against unions in West Virginia, which had traditionally been quite politically powerful, but that began to change with the Republican majorities taking over in both legislative chambers in 2014, continued through this very same Supreme Court last year, upholding right-to-work legislation in West Virginia, and now this. So it in itself is a political blow against the unions, but the case that labor organizations made is the inability to automatically deduct union dues from the paychecks of public workers, workers for government agencies, or county government or school boards, that in itself would deteriorate the union's financial ability to go about their business. And that is the case they made. What the Supreme Court in a 3-2 decision here did was to knock down a temporary restraining order made at the lower court level. So this isn't necessarily the final say in this. It's going to go back to the circuit court for further exploration, but in this case, the majority of the Supreme Court, Justice Beth Walker, Justice Evan Jenkins, and Justice Tim Armstead, those things are important, have said that in the long haul, the unions are unlikely to prevail in their claims, and that the court doesn't see any way that they have demonstrated irreparable harm in what the legislature has done here.
So this is a decision by the court, which is kind of on a kind of procedural because it's on the temporary injunction, but this is a decision by the court which essentially reinforces the Republican-led legislature's decision to pass this law to prevent the deduction of dues, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the court decided that on a variety of matters, saying that the union's arguments didn't measure up to requiring a temporary injunction, which was put in place because this law was about to go into place, and the unions were on the verge of having to change the way they gather fees from their members. But what the justices wound up saying is that the temporary injunction was a step too far, and that the unions had other ways of collecting this money in the long term, that you could collect the money in the automatic ways that we as members of society do for our Netflix fees or whatever, right? through automatic withdrawals from your checking account by having your credit card charged every month. So that's the decision the court made. Another, you know, I'm going to go slightly into the weeds here, but it's
okay.
The category of names make news. The circuit judge was Tara Salengo, and she herself was not running for governor last year, but her husband was, Ben Salengo. And he had the backing of a lot of these unions, the American Federation of Teachers, American Federation of Teachers West Virginia, the West Virginia Education Association, a lot of the others. These three members of the Supreme Court, although the court system is nonpartisan these days, these are known to be conservatives. Beth Walker, and then the former House Speaker Tim Armstead, Evan Jenkins, former Republican member of Congress. And so, in addition to generally making this decision in the case, they knocked the judge around a little bit. They said a preliminary injunction is a powerful remedy that should be issued only after a court has carefully considered the party's arguments, evidence, and relevant authorities. This is what Walker wrote. She said, "Our review of the circuit court's order preliminarily enjoining the new law from taking effect reveals that it is a product of less than careful consideration." So the justice saying that the circuit court, Judge Salengo, didn't put in the level of thought that Justice Walker considered needed to be applied.
Uh-oh, no Christmas cards there. And meanwhile, the two in the minority were Justice Hutchinson and Wooten. And Wooten, a long time, and again, the Supreme Court is nonpartisan, but Wooten, a long time Democratic lawmaker from Raleigh County, and Hutchinson, I don't know what his party affiliation was before he ran nonpartisan, I can't remember. But Hutchinson was initially, and there's backstory here, initially was backed by the unions when he ran for election to the court. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, and then he was on the side of upholding the right to work law, and the unions pulled their support of him. Do I have that right?
You have that exactly right. It was awkward timing right before the election, and they pulled their support. But in this case, he came down on the union side.
You know, Brad, the backstory here is, I know people's eyes are glazing over about this, but the backstory, I think, is this, and that is, there has been an increasing divide between the teacher unions, members of the teachers' unions, and the leadership, and Republican lawmakers, especially as the Republican-led legislature has gone more in the direction of pushing back against labor with things like right to work and getting rid of prevailing wage, and now this payroll, this dues deduction legislation. And there are many Republicans, I don't think they'll say this publicly, is that they don't like that the teachers were there inside the Capitol and chanting and bringing a lot of pressure on lawmakers, and this is part of that, don't you think?
Yeah, it seems to me that it is, and that is a case that these unions made. It was the teachers' unions and more, particularly some of the unions that represent police. But the teachers' unions have been at the forefront of West Virginia politics in recent years, and had a pretty successful 2018 election, knocked off some of the more forceful political figures who were on the opposite side from them. But then in the most recent election with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and other Republican leaders on down the ballot, it was a much tougher election for them. And this past legislative session, in terms of policy, these unions took steps backwards, the expansion of charter schools and more, and this is another example.
And a couple of the points about this from the technical aspect is that, because I think each side has an argument here, is that the Republicans who supported this say, look, it is not the state's responsibility to collect your union dues. That is not a state function. The state shouldn't have to do that, and the state is not going to do that. And the unions say, you know, it's a keystroke. Give me a break. I mean, it's not this undue burden that is placed on county school boards, for example, in the case of the teacher unions, to have that deduction. So there's that part, too, which is kind of the practical aspect of this, right?
Yeah, it is. But these three in the majority said that it would be hard for the unions to prove irreparable harm in the long run. Hutchison and Wooten, however, said, why are we making this decision now? This decision has already signaled that if this case were to return to the Supreme Court to hear the entire thing again, you've signaled that the unions would not win. And they say that this is a step too far in providing that signal at this point.
The macro here, I'm not talking necessarily about the Supreme Court decision, the macro here is about the ongoing issue between labor organizations, particularly the teacher unions, and the Republican-led, the Republican majorities in the legislature. Ultimately, this is another venue for that ongoing struggle. All right, Brad, thank you. Story's posted at WVMetroNews.com. Appreciate your reporting on it and your insights. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Hoppy.
All right, TalkLine continues from the Encova Insurance Studios. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the Mountaineers play, the best game day coverage is on Metro News. The regular season ends this Saturday as WVU is on the road to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. Join Hoppy Kirchhoff, Brad Howe, Kyle Wiggs, Jeff Jenkins, Dave Weekly, Fred Persinger, Greg Hunter, and Joe Percato for the most informative and provocative game day coverage. It all starts at 3 p.m. Saturday on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
Do you or a loved one live in a nursing home or other long-term care facility and want to return home? You can with the Take Me Home Transition Program. The Take Me Home Transition Program provides services and supports that can help you make a safe and successful